Father John has very kindly let me speak this morning because I've got something to tell you, and it's good news about, well, it's about me. It's about all of us. Today's the Feast of the Guardian Angels, a marvellous feast. Yesterday, here, I baptised four children, four little children, their parents. The church was virtually full. It was a really joyous ceremony. And in the course of that, I explained to them that each child had a guardian angel, that these children had been formed by the action of a man and woman, but there was a third person involved. God was involved. At the time of their conception, the Catholic Church teaches this, at the time of their conception, they are assigned a guardian angel. That guardian angel stays with them all their life. Our guardian angel is with us now. Our guardian angel is watching, and I mentioned to them, the guardian angels and all the saints in heaven are watching us now. And you know what happens to your guardian angel when you die? Well, tradition says that they go to heaven with you and help you on your way. That's really comforting, isn't it? Question is this. Okay, we're good Catholics. Now, do we listen to the readings? Do we behave like little children? Are we risking sometimes making a fool of ourselves or being naive or childlike? And do we really believe in angels? And I always say to people, I believe in angels because Jesus believed in angels. That's good enough for me. But I also believe in angels because, this is the amazing thing, I still am delighted by it. And again, this echoes the opening prayer today. Delight in this. It's a pity that Teresa Griffiths isn't here today, because I was at the back of church after a morning mass, probably about 10 years ago. And some of you may have heard this story. I don't think I'm embellishing it with nostalgia, but it was a joyful time. Teresa said to me, oh, Michael, her husband, Michael knows the name of his guardian angel. Wow. And then very naively, let's say childlike, I said, how does he know that? Well, don't we read the Gospels? Don't we read the Acts of the Apostles? What you do is you pray. Do we believe in prayer? Well, I do. It works. What happened? Well, just happened that day that Catherine wasn't at Mass with me, and I'd taken the opportunity to walk to church. It was a nice summer's morning. And on my way back, I thought, I'm going to pray and find out whether my guardian angel's name is, if it's God's will. And I left the church. Everyone had gone. I left the church, and I went out to that gate, and I turned right. I was just going past Lakey Lane School. And I thought, right, I'm going to pray. This is the childlike bit. Father in heaven, if it is your will, please reveal to me the name. At this point, I'm facing this way. Somebody down Lakey Lane down there shouted, Cyril. I thought, that's a funny name. It must be a workman. That's an unusual name. No one there. Nobody there. And as I turned back, virtually in slow motion, I do not exaggerate, a bright white box appeared in front of my eyes. I'm a bit slow. Sometimes I have to get kicked to get the message. Cyril. As I turned back, it flashed twice. It was a white box, very bright, with bright red capital letters, and it said Cyril. And then I turned again, facing towards the roundabout. Cyril, it flashed again. And I said, thank you, Father, I've got the message. My guardian angel is called Cyril. Wow, wow. I thought this only happened in the Acts of the Apostles. No, it doesn't. It happens now. We're truly blessed if we call on God in a childlike way. And sure enough, Philip Rogerson being Philip Rogerson, I rushed home. I got straight on the computer. Do you know what Cyril means? Cyril is a Greek name, same as my name, Philip. Cyril means sent by God. That's my guardian angel. You can do the same. Might not be for you, but I was just astonished. And I thought I'd share it with you. Thank you.